I'll call the meeting to order. Today is April 14th, the Municipal Budget Committee, and we'll start with the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, oops. So it looks like one, two, three, four, everybody's here except for Stephanie. And Stephanie is the, what's that?
He said present.
Yeah, I can see. I see you're there, Dick. I can see your name.
Well, don't forget, I'm up here.
I won't forget you, I promise. Stephanie is our school board rep again. She did, I checked with her to see that.
And are you our?
And Sue is.
I said I'm back.
Okay, so we'll start.
Hi, Dick.
We're gonna start off with the election of officers.
Oh, we need to do that again?
Every year.
Every year.
Well, this is a new year, isn't it?
I nominate Landon to be the chair.
Is this old stuff that has been approved?
And we third it?
No, okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Congratulations.
Talk about railroad.
Oh, come on.
Vice President, Bob.
Did you have something to say?
I nominate Bob.
Why bother?
Can I second that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Congratulations, Bob.
And the great fun of all, who's gonna be the secretary?
I nominate Susan.
Not it.
Not it, we did it already, it's your turn.
Oh, no.
Todd, Todd.
The first year.
I think Todd should be the secretary.
Todd.
Yep, sorry.
Sorry.
We nominate Todd.
Second, second.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Todd is the secretary.
Who seconded all of these?
Jessica.
Doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter, we all did.
We all did, pick a name.
All right.
See, at least this year you know everybody. Because we have nobody new. All right. That took a long time. We got 3 minutes. Okay. Okay, first thing we're gonna do is review the minutes. Last meeting.
I know.
Well, this was January 13th, this week. I should have done this at the last meeting, but I somehow skipped it, so. Anyway. Any changes or corrections? Let me see. I only had one thing, and it's not really, I don't know, I'll see what you guys think. Look at page 6, at the very top. We're talking about the school budget, and remember it took us a while to come with a number.
Yeah.
Okay. So it starts off with Jody made a motion to approve the school default budget of
$9,311,700.
Yeah, and so the motion was to have the budget the same as the default budget.
Yeah.
But when I read that, I thought we don't approve the default budget. You know what I mean? I just
Budget committee doesn't approve the default budget. It should say that we were trying to operating budget the same
right. As
the default budget.
Right. So we could say made a motion to approve a school budget of 9 million, blah blah blah, which is the same as the default budget. Okay, because that makes it a little clearer. Because I read that and I thought, what is? And then I guess I made the same motion. And it should read the same way, which is the same as the default budget. I think that just makes it a little clearer.
Oh, sorry, I'm late.
That's okay. All right. Any other changes or corrections to these minutes?
You want a motion to accept them?
I would love to have a motion.
Okay, I'll accept them.
Okay.
Or make a motion.
Sue moves that we accept the minutes with that one correction. Yeah. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Katrina seconds it. All in favor? All right, good. Okay. Then we have the minutes from February 10th.
That was a quick one.
Yeah. Any changes or corrections to these minutes? Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Okay, Katrina made a motion to approve and Bob seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, good, thank you. All right, now the questions from last meeting. I didn't see any questions from the last meeting. That was sort of, we voted on the budget in between, so that sort of like starts a whole new cycle. Review the town report. Now, we have two different.
Yeah, we have two expenditures.
We have two, so what happened, let me, one at the little top says 414.
Yeah.
That one came out today.
Okay.
And then.
It's the end of March.
And then the other one, so Donna, the money hadn't been all reallocated, apparently. So Donna said, well, this isn't really the final thing. And then apparently now it is all reallocated. So the April 14th, the bottom line is the same, but some of the amounts within may have be different. And I didn't get this till later, so I didn't compare the two, so I can't tell you what's changed. So do you have any idea what the difference, what's changed between these two?
We had a couple of minor ones. We had to put a lot of extra money into our technology, so that line went way up, but others went down.
I mean, the bottom line obviously is still the same.
Yeah, it's what the taxpayers voted on.
Just moved some things around.
Yeah, just very minor.
Okay, and then the March 31st one has the revenue report. I think this one is just the budget. This one didn't have all the revenue reports. Yeah.
So. Yeah, the revenue is in the back of the March.
What a jump in the building permits, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Well,
more than double.
It's not building, though. It's not four buildings. A lot of it are inspections, things like that. But
it just means they're really busy.
Well, plus we increase the amount.
Okay, that's good.
But you know, this is January, February, and March, and so
that's usually when building is low and people are doing everything over. But that's great.
Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, it is pretty. It's pretty amazing what the difference is.
Should everybody be vaccinated? I'm just curious.
Naturally.
Not yet.
Naturally.
No?
Yeah, naturally. I'm good for another 90 days.
Yeah. I'm one down. One to go.
I wish I was down. You're a baby.
No. I wish.
Okay, any questions on the town expenditure reports? It's only the first quarter. We're still having the whole year to go. Okay. All right, let's move on to the school.
Well, I will say, though, the dog fines, she really has made $687 extra this year. Like, she is from 101 to 788.
Who's that?
2000.
The dog catcher.
Yeah, the dog catcher. Yes.
The dog catcher.
Go outside and go anywhere in town, go to Home Depot and go to Shaw's. Seems like COVID people
COVID
bought
puppy.
Dogs.
COVID.
Holy smokes, they're everywhere.
Yeah, I guess it was a good time to do it if you're going to be home.
Yeah.
But how many in 6 months are
going to go back to like, oh crap, why'd I buy a dog?
Yeah, then they have to go back to work and worry about someone letting them out.
No, sorry,
the
somebody else okay, so now school.
School. Now, I just want to say one thing that I noticed about school is the amount remaining on the health insurance for both regular instruction and special ed is pretty large.
Where?
What line are you on with?
Okay, let me find it, Amy.
$56,000 is remaining on regular ed.
Yeah, $56,000.
It's on page, it's oh, there hard we go. To tell. It's the last one, or the first one, wait, depending on what you're looking
the
at.
The first one right there, yeah.
Yeah, the, right, right near the top. And then on the second page, on the special ed, it's 30-some, what is it?
35-002. Is that that one? Yes. Okay.
So it's, and they've already encumbered. It's not like we they have another, you know,
oh yeah,
year coming, another payment coming, because they've already encumbered everything that they need to.
Oh, but, that's good.
Yeah, there it is, 35. I just anyway, it's just
so you've already encumbered $2,802. I mean, isn't that pretty high so far to encumber by?
So let's see, like the NHRS professional, she knows she's going to have to pay $92,541. So she just encumbered it because I guess she knew it was coming. She knows that we're going to have to make a payment to Pinkerton, so that's encumbered.
I think the point is they usually over budget on health insurance because it seems like sometimes you don't have the rates, right? You don't have the rates.
You have to.
You have to budget for everyone.
You have to budget for everyone who's eligible. Because, like, you don't know in a year and a half who's going to want it and who's not.
Just,
yeah, I'll ask
just
her.
No, it's just an observation. And it's not, I'm just saying, wow, look at all the money left over. Yeah.
Oh, that's special.
Let's see if there's anything else.
Yikes.
So, maintenance, are you guys trying to put some stuff in?
I mean, if there's anything left at the end of the year, we're going to try and fit it in. But in this budget year, we took out like $70,000 from the original proposed, if I remember correctly. But if anything's left over, they have started to prioritize, you know, what we can get done over the summer. We had a couple of boilers on the fritz this winter, so...
What's the sped middle other professional services? It's on the back side of the first page. Nothing was what is it? Nothing was in the budget. It's 227. It's like what? Yeah, $227,000. What is that?
I did ask and did not get an answer, so I'll reach out again. I think they're in-house services instead of sending a kid out.
Okay.
That was two meetings ago, so.
And then what's sped, middle, tuition, other, LEAs?
That's other learning environment, right?
Sped, middle, tuition, so it's a tuition to another.
To another. But you anticipated nothing school. And there is some?
Would look like it. If you want me to find out if a student moved in or out or had their IEP updated.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah, one
so
kid.
Two.
One kid can cost lots.
Actually, those three together.
Yeah,
right?
And then
like
what's
$370,000?
Yeah, what's the right? What's the sped professional education? Oh.
Professional educational. I don't know if that's paraprofessional or that was originally 79, and it's gonna have 15 left over. It's high school.
Paraprofessional's got the. Oh, that's elementary.
No. But this is high school.
Yeah,
sir. Unfunded federal mandates.
Yeah, other professionals. So yeah, there's a bunch that just seem like they caught you guys either, I don't know, off guard, or I don't know, there's like,
well,
there's
one
more
kid
of them with
moves
nothing
into town.
Planned.
Yes, if one kid moves in.
Yeah, but that's...
one kid.
Holy smokes.
Well, if you have a family or something, or a couple of them have needs, or...
Yep. When we used to get the book, it used to say what
yes,
school.
Yes, I used to love that.
How much.
Yeah, really detailed, yeah.
Yeah. That surprised me a lot.
Okay.
I was under the impression that we did not have an assistant principal anymore.
No, that's, we've had that.
We have one. Mrs. LaValle is no longer the assistant. And they hired a new one, John.
Okay, I thought we had, okay.
There's no longer a, what was she called?
Curriculum coordinator.
Curriculum coordinator.
Okay.
Which to me, she's retiring.
I know.
It just seems like, I don't know, maybe it's because Amy does a good job with these, but there's so many lines that you budgeted nothing, and then there's substantial spending against that line.
Well, she said she was moving stuff into real line items and not just,
so remember,
she wanted
we used to move it from Peter to PayPal, and so you would never know what you're
really
actually spending.
Wants to know what you're spending it on.
Yeah, but they would have been there, this is more
budgeted.
Than, yeah, they would have been there more than just right now. I mean, just when you go, there's a ton of them when you start looking now. Just
when you
speech.
Look at them, though, like speech, that's a special ed. You can't, it's hard to budget for the unknown.
I know, but you're never going to, if you add up all these unknowns, that's, you know, you guys are going to.
Not going to have any money left or anything.
Well, it's all special ed.
Yeah, it does look like all special ed.
Yeah, we did have to hire extra maintenance to clean.
Are all the kids back in school now? I mean, I heard complaints that they were people were told there was no room. Is that
anybody who wants to be in school is in school?
Oh, so there is room for the kids that want to come back.
Yes, we had to hire another teacher.
Oh, okay.
Now, will they stay on even after?
I don't know.
We're all back.
Because the problem is first grade had capacity at 21 students, and adding, I think there were a couple more that wanted to come in. They couldn't do it in one classroom, so they had to, I think what they're doing is using the library and the teacher's break room and had to hire another teacher.
Because of 3 foot. Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
3 to 6 feet for them.
Is that ever going to end?
I hope so, but
Bob, you must be the one to ask, is it ever going to end?
I think so. I think by fall we're going to be back to
What, I mean, just kind of nitpicking, but what we heard for quite a while that the building was needing a lot of repair.
Mm-hmm.
Then your repair buildings line, you're not even halfway.
So do you remember the budget committee cut the budget by 100 and some odd, not this past season, but the season before. So it had to come out of, like, wish list items, or so it came out.
But it's in the budget. I mean, you have 20,000 in, however however you reallocate it.
Which page?
It's second to the last. Under the maintenance. Under maintenance, repair buildings, 20,000 budgeted, spent 8.
20. Repair buildings, 20. So we've spent 8. She's allocated 8. And to have the amount remaining put in encumbered, she has to have a PO. So I don't know if there's something in the works.
There should be, right?
Yeah, but you just can't encumber it until you have an actual purchase order in.
No, I know. I got that, but
okay, any more questions on the school report? Okay. And then we get to the school revenue report.
Can she give us the kids who are in school that count again?
Did we not get it?
This is all we got. We got these two, and that's all we got.
Which was good. I mean, it was nice of her.
Yeah, it was in the school packet, I know.
So Steph, for spring sports, do you know what they're being played right now?
There was not enough for baseball, not enough for softball. So they are doing track.
After reading that whole field.
Well, at least the softball, right, exactly.
I guess so.
Do you know, like, only because we did it with CYAA, but do you know if other towns are experiencing the same thing where you can have a two-town team? Because we had to do that when we couldn't support the same thing at CYAA, so we had to pull kids from another town to make teams, to play teams.
But I don't know.
I mean, that would make sense. I mean,
Deerfield's going to be going through the same thing. You would imagine. I don't know it to be true, but they were.
I think you'd want it in the same SAU.
Deerfield is actually, they added to their packed. Their capacity.
Raymond was, we pulled them from Raymond, Manchester, Auburn.
Auburn, yeah.
They're out there that want to play. So it just stinks if we got kids that there's not enough for a team and two other towns that are experiencing the same thing, just
to cooperate.
Middle school wins, practice there and make a season. But
my guess would be is during this time where they're so concerned about cohorts and such and busing and whatnot, that would frighten some. But I don't see why we couldn't. Like if Hooks it as a team.
Well, it's a little late now, but...
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering.
Okay, any other questions on revenue?
Do you want me to email what I have for enrollment or wait till the next time?
Why don't you wait till the next time?
Okay.
Just, for next month's report.
There can't be that many that are still...
We had some move into town. We had, a couple of first graders move in, a couple of third and fifth. There was, a couple families that just moved in.
You sixth grader?
Yeah. From Vegas, right? I don't know how you land on Candy from Las Vegas.
I tell you, that 95 plus is all Rhode Island, New York, Connecticut. They are all.
Really?
Yes. And he sold every one of them.
Wow.
We were working in Aramac last fall, and there was a lady driving through the neighborhood, and she stopped and was talking to me, and she had her brother on the phone who was moving from California. She was buying him a house. He wasn't even going to look at it. Sight unseen.
They don't care.
Because they want out.
No. Wow.
Did Lynn tell you what that one sold for by her? It's on a...
Oh, that one? I just rode my bike by there the other day.
A postage stamp lot.
No, no, right next door. Where Nick Broadwater used to live?
They knocked
right
down
next door to me.
Yeah, that old that place is falling down, right?
So they listed it for $450. It sold for $505.
Just the property,
God.
And that's a tiny split level.
The one but that built the bounce house outside it forever.
What's
that one? They rebuilt it, knocked down the...
Oh my!
Yeah.
Yeah, right next door to me.
Wow, it's a split level.
Yeah, right between Dick and Lynn.
Yeah.
There's another one down on Langford, right? Right down by close to 27. Yep. Like a huge one going in. Wasn't it? I don't know. I rode my bike all through town. I could have sworn it was Langford. It could have been another road.
Well, have you been up the Chester Turnpike?
Yeah. They're beautiful out there.
Yeah, they are some beautiful really nice houses.
Wow. Oh, well, that's...
Have you seen the ones on North Road in New Boston? Be careful coming out the front door, because you might land on North Road.
Would you just like to have that as your backyard?
Yeah.
Some of them are at the front yard now.
I'm trying to think, I'm thinking of
New Boston, yeah.
But you can actually look the other way and you can now see them because they've cleared it all out.
Yes.
Yeah, and Rick Mitchell's building a palace on North Road there. It's down off the road. You know where that colored, the pink and orange house is?
Yeah.
The driveway right next to it. If you glance down there, they've cleared that all out.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest new house up on Chester Turnpike on the hooks of it, that's Bonnie and Dave McGrath.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Any other business that we would like to conduct today? We can talk about houses later.
Yeah.
No? Is there a motion to adjourn?
I will motion to adjourn.
Katrina? Add a second?
I'll second.
Susan seconds? All in favor?
Aye.
Have a lovely evening.
Yeah.